Last August, a new summer music festival made its debut. Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra's Summer Musique was a great success, and the second season is well on its way to surpassing last year's numbers. General Manager Leanne Anglin and cellist Nat Chaikin join me. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you.
12 events, 4 conductors over almost 3 weeks. Wow. Leanne, some events are already sold out, but there's a format. So briefly, tell us about how it's set up and the concerts and conductors.
Sure. So we have 3 different series. We have the main chamber orchestra at the School for Creative and Performing Arts. Those are kind of our weekend anchors, if you will, during the 3 weeks. And then throughout the week, we also have chamber crawls, which are fun and informative, intimate gatherings. Very popular, very fun, including some fun beverages and add-ons. And then we also have the A Little Afternoon Musique series, which falls into our previous Sunday afternoon matinee time slot.
And tell us about the conductors and what some of the programs are.
The first program is August 13th. That's Paris Piano and Pirouettes. It includes, if you're a dance fan, this is a great one for you. Daniel Meyer is a conductor candidate. He's actually a CCM grad coming back, and he's going to be leading the orchestra in 2 pieces by Ravel, actually, a piano concerto, which is a CCO premiere with pianist Joyce Yang. And then also Copeland's Music for Movies, which is going to include the CCM Modern Dance component. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And then next up?
August 20th, we have Rhythmic Strings. Christopher Zimmerman is going to be leading that program. And the sensational violinist Chiyun is going to be here. We're very excited about that. She's going to be playing a lovely piece by Piazzolla, The 4 Seasons of Buenos Aires. And then we also have Elgar and the magnificent Beethoven 7 on that program, so you won't want to miss that one.
And unfortunately, her chamber experience, the small one, is sold out.
Yes, unfortunately, Chiyun and Friends is sold out the next day.
And let's move on.
The third program is Saxophone Fusion. If you're a jazz fan, this is for you. This is saxophonist James Carter. He's incredible. Really excited. He's going to be doing a world premiere arrangement with us. And that is Sierra's Caribbean Rhapsody. And so that program also includes Millot. And on that La Création du Monde, we actually have a visual component from Northern Kentucky University visual faculty artist Brad McCombs.
And who's the conductor for that one?
The conductor for that is Sarah Ioannidis. She's back in town. She was the CSO, assistant conductor.
There are going to be 3 saxophones played in that composition.
Yes. So in the Sierra, he's going to be performing on soprano, alto, and tenor saxophones.
That's a pretty blockbuster kind of a performance.
Yes.
There. And then wrapping it up?
And then wrapping it up on Thursday, this one's on a Thursday, September 1st, that is with Eckhart Proy, and he's going to be leading a really fun concert with a piece called Conga Line in Hell to start it off. We also have Bow to String, which is a really neat piece, and that is going to be where cellist Joshua Roman joins us. And he's also going to be performing on the Saint-Saëns cello concerto.
Conga Line in Hell sounds pretty intriguing.
It is pretty intriguing. It's a really fun and very fun piece. I think people will really enjoy it.
Nat, as an orchestra member, there must be challenges in playing so much different music under different conductors in such a compressed period of time.
It is a challenge, but it's a fun one because you get a fresh take on many of the pieces we'll be playing are things many of us know, although each program features something new to us, and that's exciting too. But you get a chance to see what somebody can bring to the podium. And since we're trying out music directors, mm-hmm. each one of them gets a chance to show us what they've got, and we see how the chemistry works.
Right. And is there a particular piece that you've never done before that you're looking forward to playing?
You know, with a title like Conga Line in Hell, you can't go wrong. And that program actually is the one I'm most looking forward to. I will freely admit, because Josh Roman is a cellist and so am I, but he's a wonderful player, a great ambassador for music. And also, when he's here, he's going to be doing a collaboration with Elements, wonderful group here in town that uses hip-hop as a positive tool for youth in the city. And I'm a big fan of theirs. I'm a big fan of his. And putting classical music and hip-hop together is a great thing. And there's one other little thing about that program. The final piece on that program is the Paris Symphony by Mozart. Little story about that. Mozart, after the premiere, wrote a letter to his father saying how pleased he was that one of his favorite passages in the first movement got lots of applause from the audience. Now, that's during the performance. From a modern perspective, that's a little shocking, but as somebody who likes to shake things up in the classical music world, I appreciate that. I think we could do more of that. I'm not in any way suggesting that that's what needs to happen at these concerts. I don't want to get in trouble with Leanne, but I think it's a great way to sum up the season.
Well, and each conductor, each candidate created their own series of concerts. And you want to talk a little bit, either one of you want to talk a little bit about what that involved and how that works?
Yes, absolutely. So we wanted to get a well-rounded opinion of this conductor's abilities. And so we asked them to program two different types of concerts. So not only the main stage SCPA concert, but also one of our smaller, more intimate concerts. We wanted to see how they could select music and how they were going to pull the artist in to be involved in that, as Nat had mentioned, with the Elements performance and Joshua. So we have the other three are the Little Afternoon Musiques that follow on the Sundays, and they include a different type of programming, but the idea was to keep it tied between the Saturday and Sunday so that they had a theme for the weekend, and that worked very well.
I think that shows a lot more of a conductor's musical personality than one orchestra program can. And so it gives you a lot more insight into what they might be like as a music director. And for us, you know, this, if we only have one program to judge them on, some of which may have been presented to them as something they needed to do, this is just a great way to see, all right, what kind of musical taste does this person have and what kind of imagination do they have? Because I think that's very important.
Summer Music was sort of a leap of faith last year. And how have you seen it, that risk being justified?
From my perspective, from the organization's perspective, what we've seen is an embrace by the community. We have doubled pass sales, for example. So, I mean, we have excitement. We've built on what we did last year, and we have the support for that.
I think it's a really exciting thing to see the orchestra, as Leanne said, generate excitement and for us to have a higher profile as a result of what we're doing.
Have you seen an interest as far as regional participation, people coming in from outside of Cincinnati to take advantage?
Yes, absolutely. We've seen people drive in from northern Indiana and southern Kentucky. We saw some from West Virginia last year. So we've had a pretty wide pull.
And this is a time of year when the symphony hasn't kicked in and opera season's over. And it's sort of a downtime as far as classical music is concerned.
Yes. And that was definitely one of the considerations when we selected this time frame. And it allows us to stand on our own with this. It has been a way to provide something when people are looking for an arts activity during that time frame.
Now, you mentioned that SCPA is your home base for the larger orchestral concerts, but tell us a little bit about some of the smaller venues, even if they're already sold out, so people can get an idea of what they're missing.
We are having really great performances at the Bromwell's Hearth Lounge, which is downtown, very intimate and new venue. We have the Cabaret Below Zero, which we went to last year and had a couple of sold out performances there. And so that one's going to be a lot of fun. Our micro brass program is there. We have the Redmore, which is in Mount Lookout. It's a perfect fit for chamber rock. Really excited about that program this year. The Sanctuary, which is a new venue for us in Northern Kentucky. It's a very intimate former sanctuary. It's going to be a lot of fun for the Elements program. And then in our Little Afternoon Music series, we also have three different venues. We have the Wyoming Fine Arts Center, which is a lovely venue located right in the middle of downtown Wyoming. We also have the Green Acres Arts Center in Indian Hill, and that's where we're going to be doing the sold-out performance of Chiyun and Friends. And then we also have the Art Museum for the Sensory Winds performance, and that's going to be at the Fath Auditorium.
Well, thank you so much to Leanne Anklin and Nate Chaikin. They're from the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra, and Summer Musique runs August 13th through September 1st. Tickets are going fast, and you can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.